When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. That's what he says from the cross. What else is there to do? What else is left to be done? His public ministry is finished. He has spent the past 3 years calling sinners to repentance, calling the dead to life, calling God's enemies to be his friends, his children, citizens of his kingdom, and eternal members of his own household. He has given sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, mobility to the paralyzed. He has cast out demons and defeated the devil so that man need no longer be separated from God, compelled by guilt and driven by shame. Where death and darkness have reigned, he brought life and light. Where sin has enslaved, he has brought freedom. For all his compassion, for becoming flesh and dwelling among sinners, he hangs crucified. It is finished. His body is nearly drained of life. It's being terribly abused over the past day by beating and scourging and deprivation. His hands that moved to bless are now immobilized by nails to kill. His arms that moved to heal are now arranged to cause him pain. Feet that brought good news will move no more. Remarkably, his tongue still works, even if it clings to his jaws. The swollen mouth that has spoken life to many is still speaking words of mercy, grace, and life. But he is thirsty and exhausted and nearly gone. It is finished. His honor is gone. His reputation in pieces. His followers scattered and hiding. 5 days ago, he was greeted with joyful hosannas and the ground carpeted with coats and palms. But then came to crucify him and the witness telling all sorts of lies to slander him. He has finally been sentenced to death by men for being innocent. His enemies want him in the grave because he has said that he is the Son of God. But it's not enough to call for his death. He must be dishonored and disavowed. A cross is good for that all by itself. It raises up the accused, stripped and shamed and powerless, for all to see and scorn. And so that's what they do. The soldiers have already done their worst in mocking him as king, beating him with his scepter, and jamming a crown of thorns on his head. Now that he hangs on the cross, the chief priests will not let him die in peace. They cast the first stone and mourn with taunts like, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the king of Israel. Let him come down from the cross and we will believe in him." The frenzy of the cross is awful. Even if Jesus is a fraud, there should be no joy in his dying. There should be no delight in tormenting. But this is evil. Unrestrained. Sinners will justify their sin by mocking what is holy. It is finished. He is alone, and he is more alone than you have ever known. Many have suffered injustice and death at the hands of evildoers, but they have done so knowing they are right with God. Jesus has suffered this because he is God forsaken. As sinners do their worst injustice, the Father has turned his back. It's not just the wicked who have brought the whip down hard. He's stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. This is Jesus, the Word made flesh, crucified for the sins of the world. And what is left to be done? Since sinners cannot become like God, they make God like sinful men and send him to the grave. If he has come to do miracles, they will accuse him of sorcery. If he has come to bring life, they will make him a corpse. If he will not save himself, no one will either. If he will not defend himself, no one will speak on his behalf. If he has come to open the kingdom of heaven, they will send him to hell. That's our God incarnate. He comes to save sinners, and sinners show how little they want salvation. They show how little they deserve salvation. They are not just passive slaves of sin. They have a reckless insanity that wants to take the Lord of life and reduce him down to a nothing, to a speck of dust that's erased from history and blows away in the wind. It is finished. But it's not over. It's not over. Words matter. And they matter greatly here. Finished doesn't mean the same as over. For example, when an artist finishes a great painting, he doesn't say, "Well, that's over with." Finish means completed. It can even mean perfect. The wicked will get Jesus' meaning totally wrong. They will dance with the demons at the foot of the cross and rejoice that Jesus is dead and gone. But when Jesus says, "It is finished," he's not speaking of failure. He's speaking of accomplishment. What has this accomplished? What has he finished? What is now complete? Salvation. The salvation of sinners. When he is smitten by God and afflicted, it is because he bears our griefs and carries our sorrows. God makes him to be sin for you, and Jesus willingly submits for your salvation. Even when your fellow sinners show their worst at Calvary and kill the Son of God because he's so gracious and merciful, he doesn't say, "You are done for." He says, "It is finished. Your sins are atoned for. The blood is shed. The price is paid. You are forgiven." The more things change, the more they stay the same. Someone once said this: every generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before it, and wiser than the one that comes after it. Civilization has progressed in so many ways. Science, medicine, technology, and discovery. Mankind has come a long way in many ways so that we might have prosperous and comfortable lives. But the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sinners are still sinful. And the wages of sin is still death. So much can be lost so quickly because life is so fragile. People will deal with this in all sorts of ways. Some will turn inward for self-preservation. Some will blame others. Some will despair. Some will cry out to the cosmos. But what answer do they get? The universe declares the glory of God, whose existence and mercy so many deny. It is there so that you realize how great and important you are not. But you are precious in God's sight. You are precious in God's sight. All of this should bring us to repentance. Not because you will earn God's love by your work of repenting. No, but because it will prevent you from forsaking the love He already has for you. It is why you always look to the cross, to Christ and Him crucified. There you see the Son of God who suffers the abuse of sinners so that He might save them. There He dies so that you might have life. Rather than rightly pin the blame on the guilty, He bears it on Himself. He becomes the powerless sinner who suffers your death. It is finished. But you know that the story doesn't end on Good Friday. Because you know what happens on the third day. At the cross, it is finished. But it's not over. Because of His death, that completed sacrifice, you are baptized a new creation. Rather than an insignificant nobody, the Lord knows your name, and He has written your name in the book of life so that you might have eternal life. Your sins are atoned for. The blood is shed. The price is paid. You are forgiven. It is finished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.